This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
End to the football season, some would say, but don't tell that to Cincinnati Bengal fans. They shocked everybody, knocking off the Kansas City Chiefs. They are going to the Super Bowl. So are the Rams as they rallied past the 49ers to win the NFC title. So AFC and NFC set for the big showdown, Super Bowl 13 at SoFi Stadium in Los Angeles. Coming up in the Man Cave this hour, we'll give you more details on what those moves were like in both of those games that propelled those teams into the position that they're in now that they're going to the Super Bowl. And it was an incredible, incredible weekend of football coming off of a last weekend that was incredible. So we've seen six amazing games. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney. Luckily, I don't live in the East Coast anymore. If you live in the East Coast and you are listening to me, you're part of this wonderful audience. Oh, boy, it must have been tough for some of you. I mean, at least 100,000 people lost power at the height of the storm. In Boston, it was a nightmare. They tied their record for the biggest single-day snowfall, on Saturday. They wish they could have filed it away. 23.6 inches, according to the National Weather Service. If you went 20 miles to the south, there's a place called Staunton, Massachusetts. They had the most snow of the storm, 30.6 inches. And, of course, some sections of New York City got nailed, too, blanketed by about a foot of snow. There were a lot of people that were digging out, let's put it that way. And, you know, it's interesting because this storm stretched from Miami, from Maine to the Carolinas. It did go to Florida, but not Miami. The cold reached all the way into, like, Tallahassee, Florida. Woohoo! We got a lot of listeners in Tallahassee. I love me some Tallahassee. But you weren't loving the temperatures. Below 20 degrees for the first time in more than 10 years. I spent a lot of time in Florida, and it's really weird when it gets cold there. I mean, look at the Florida Keys Marathon International Airport, 46. 46. That's the record for the date set about 65 years ago. Uh-huh. So while it was cold in parts of Florida, the fact that people lost power, mostly in Massachusetts, and they were freezing because, of course, the temperatures. I mean, of course, a state of emergency. It was all about bunkering in, telling people to stay off the roads so the plows could do what they had to do. When you're talking about crazy 20, 30 inches, you got to stay home and enjoy the game and do whatever you have to do. Watch some football, because the football was great, as I said, in the NFL playoffs, because really there was no reason to be out in that incredible nor'easter. It was crazy to see the whiteout conditions. And, you know, the storm became a bomb cyclone when it strengthened, or they call it a bomb genesis, between Friday and Saturday afternoon when it went up to the East Coast. And that is exactly what was predicted. So people who weren't prepared, I don't understand, because there was massive predictions about this happening. I mean, that there was going to be a blizzard, there was going to be massive snow, it was going to be blowing snow, that you were not going to have visibility, that it was not a place to be driving around in. A place where I spent a lot of my childhood, Cape May, New Jersey, right by, you know, Cherry Hill, Philadelphia, all of that. 16 inches of snow. You know, this again, this wasn't the place where you were going to decide, I'm going to go out and I'm going to really brave it. Now, some people are frontline workers, or some people had to, truckers, etc. So they had to do what they had to do. But if you didn't, and it was just about shoveling or hiring someone to shovel, it was so much better for the people who decided, yeah, I'm not going to mess with this nonsense. Yeah, I'm not going to do it. All right, speaking of messing with nonsense, I saw a scary statistic over the weekend. In fact, I think it was the Washington Post, where they talked about rents. You know, a lot of people are moving. The pandemic has made people decide to sell or made people decide to buy or to rent in a different place. But rents are up 40% in a lot of cities, 40%. So that's forcing a lot of people to find other places to live. When you look at what small apartments are, I'll give you a great example, and they said this in the piece. I lived in Las Vegas, too, and there was a place called Henderson, Nevada, right there. And their rents shot up 23%, $1,600 a month. So imagine for some people, that would be out of reach. If you've got an average rent at about $1,877 a month in Austin, New York, Miami, that's even bigger. That's 40%. And then that gets you thinking about, rent versus owning. But when you go to try to own in some of those places, the housing market has exploded still, where you're paying double for a house that maybe you normally would have paid, obviously, less than that. And now what's interesting, and this is part of the discussion, is the Federal Reserve's likely interest rate increases will slow some of those soaring housing costs because mortgage rates have been trending a lot higher. That cools the real estate market. And then the restraint on rental prices would be much less direct and it would take longer to go through all of that. However, it will ease in some areas, right? It will ease in some areas. So it may be that people are trying to dash out as quick as they can before they see the rates go up, or it could have the opposite effect. But I was looking at the chart of where the highest, you know, rents are, and Austin, Texas was the highest, 40%. The average rate, $2,200 a month. And for the people listening to us in the Northeast, if you went to New Brunswick, which is kind of near Rutgers, 35% increase there, and that equates to over $3,700. Even Dallas, Texas, I'm of course in the satellite facility in the Dallas Metroplex, Dallas 29%, Tampa, Florida 28%. Cincinnati, Ohio, just talked about the Bengals and their move to the Super Bowl after their big win. 24% the rents have gone up. And I know there are people that are renting. I mean, you know, lots of families count on the fact that, wow, with things shooting up the way they are with food and gas and everything else, when you look at leases and having to lease a place and then the rent shoots up that much, it makes it really near impossible for many, many, many people. It wasn't impossible for Spotify to decide they were going to respond after yet another superstar from the past, and this is from the past, Joni Mitchell, joined Neil Young to demand that Spotify remove their content. So they broke the silence on Sunday and announced some changes in their policies around content concerning COVID-19, because they've been facing at least a week plus of criticism, particularly surrounding podcaster Joe Rogan, saying that he was spreading misinformation. That's why Neil Young said he was ditching Spotify. So the CEO said, "We have had rules in place for many years, but admittedly we haven't been transparent around the policies that guide our content. The new rules include testing ways to highlight things, working to add content advisory to any podcast episode that includes a discussion about COVID-19. Wow. Mailbag next.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you you need one of our smaller, lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you feel like you're doing what you were made for? Do you love what you do? Do you feel inspired or at least pretty happy most days? In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big and Become Extraordinary, I share the secrets that rock stars share with me from the business world, people like Sir Richard Branson, or sports hall of famers like former Cowboy great Emmitt Smith. All of them had one thing in common. They paid attention to their gut, followed their dreams, and didn't listen to the critics. George Eliot says it's never too late to be who you might have been. Pick up a copy of Deal Your Own Destiny on Amazon today.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pouty Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.
Oh, you have mail, mistress.
What? Dig in the mailbag.
All right, I love it when we say, let's dig in the mailbag, because all of you have made it very easy to dig in the mailbag. I don't have to dig very far. So let's dive right onto it. This one is from Cal, and he's listening to us, 1300 AM WTLS. And he says, hey, Kate, it is so freaking cold here in the state of Florida. I know you've talked about moving to Florida and you spent a lot of time in Florida, but I'm telling you, you don't want to be here when it's this cold. Brr. I moved from Michigan to get away from this weather. Luckily, it's shooting back into the 80s, I believe, by the tail end of next week. You have no idea how many people are whining. And I do feel sorry for the people in other parts of the country that really have the nasty temperatures and the blowing snow and the massive blizzard that they were hit with. But we have a chance to whine here, too, in the Sunshine State. So I just thought I'd be the first to let you know we don't like the cold anymore. It's so funny because I just said what the temperatures were and how cold it was. And, in fact, I mentioned Tallahassee and the fact that yes, it's not something you like when you live in Florida to get cooler weather. And I have family all over Florida, and I just talked to one of them in Winter Haven today. I have an aunt in Winter Haven. She said, yeah, everything's covered. We got to cover the trees. We got to cover the orange groves. We got to make sure everything's cool because of the dipping temperatures. And it's a scramble to do that. If you remember a couple of years ago, and in fact, it's happened a couple of times where you have crops destroyed because of the unusually cool dip. But when you're talking 20s, 30s, 40s, and then you look at some other places in the country where they're, you know, minus 20 below, they're just not going to feel sorry for you. It's just, yeah, they're not going to feel sorry because you're going back to your flip-flops in a couple of days. I mean, that's the thing about Florida, right, is that you get to wear shorts and flip-flops most of the time. So, yeah, sometimes you get whacked over the head when you get the weird cooler temps and you got to dig through all that stuff that you thought you threw away from your journey there from the Midwest, from the East Coast, or some other places. So I feel you. All right, let's move on to another one. How about this one? This one is from Mac Attack, and he says, Kate, what's the deal? Is Tom Brady retiring, or is that just a bunch of hogwash nonsense? He walks off the field, there's all this speculation, and I keep seeing different things about him retiring, not retiring, and then this crazy thing of he'll lose money because of a signing bonus. You have to think between him and his model wife that they own half of the world. I can't imagine if he really wanted to retire that that would be the thing that would stop him. You know what? The rumors are crazy, right? There is incentives and stuff. So there's like 15 million of Tom Brady's 20 million 2022 signing bonus would be paid out February 4th. So he hasn't officially confirmed he's retiring, but really all arrows point in that direction that he's not coming back for a 23rd season. Because remember, it was a one-year extension Brady signed with the Bucks last March for 2022, and it included a $20 million signing bonus, and that $15 million was due on the 4th. You know, so has he decided to hang up his cleats? Is it going to be one more, you know, year? His agent, Don Yee, said he knows the realities of the football business and planning calendar as well as anybody, so that should be soon. Hint. I mean, listen, 7-time Super Bowl champ, 3-time MVP, career highs passing-wise, you know, 5,316 passing yards this past season. I mean, what is left? You know, it would have been interesting if they had beaten the Rams, you know, and then they had gone to another Super Bowl. But, again, why? I mean, I've thought that before about Tom Brady, and maybe now this is just a reality of, okay, I've done it. I've seen it. I've lived it. I've done it all. So now, you know, it's time to do something else because it's the whole training thing, right? His whole life has been that. That's the deal. So my money is now on, I thought maybe he would come back one year. My money is now on him not coming back another year, waiting and then announcing that he will retire. And maybe it is that weird money scramble. He's not gonna drag it out. Let's put it that way. It's not gonna be dragged out. And my sources in Tampa tell me that yes, it's true, and yes, it is just kind of a finagling thing to make it clean and make it right. You know, make it go past that date and then there, boom, I'm retiring. That's it. All right, let's move on to another one. This one is from Hal, who's listening to us in Davenport, Iowa, 1340 AM. That would be KROS. Thanks for telling me where you're listening. Hal says, hey, Kate, I'm sick of it all. I think that we look at what happened in Ottawa with the trucks and the protests and the back and forth, and you have to have the mandate to have the vaccine, and the people in Canada obviously protesting and tired of the tight regulations, and I think they aren't alone. I really believe that many of us are tired of the back and forth and the push-pull over this whole thing. I mean, nobody asked for this, of course, we know that, but 3 years into it, it's just too much for all of us. You can feel that people are ready to erupt. We are frustrated, we're exhausted, and we're tired of, are we in this, are we not in this, what has to happen, what's going on, what do you think? Well, you nailed it. I mean, yeah, the people are weary, right? People are weary. And especially when you've got a decline in the COVID cases. So it's like in New York, they upped the ante on the whole mask thing for kids in schools and infuriated some parents. And now they announce, the mayor says, it's a rapid decline in COVID-19 cases. We're headed in the right direction. That's clearly what it looks like. And yet there's no timetable for dropping mandates and that's what people are waiting for. And customers at indoor restaurants and entertainment venues because they have a vaccine mandate. So city workers, private sector employees, customers at these restaurants and entertainment venues. He says a decision to change the mandates would be based on advice of his medical experts. And this is the other thing that he said, though. Economic concerns would factor in a lot regarding upcoming decisions. So that's just New York. And it's different every single place. I mean, it's different every single state. So, yes, are people exhausted from this? I mean, of course. Is everything upside down? And in one week it's this, and another week it's that. Yeah, and that's what happened in Canada. You referred to that, the mandates that they blocked, you know, Ottawa for 2 days. Thousands, not dozens. It really was. I saw the video. I have to say, an impressive protest. You had all kinds of cars and trucks and everything else that blocked the downtown area of Ottawa for 2 days. Thousands were there on the capital city to protest against Justin Trudeau, the prime minister, and COVID-19 vaccine mandates. I mean, trucks parked on the streets near Parliament on Sunday, a day before the lawmakers there will resume after the holiday break. And you saw a lot of people that were doing it. Former U.S. President Donald Trump spoke at a rally in Texas on Saturday, and he praised the protesters in Canada for what he called resisting bravely these lawless mandates. And in solidarity with the Ottawa rally, truckers and protesters have blocked a Canada-U.S. border crossing in southern Alberta, I've been told. So there you go. It's you're right. That's exactly what's happening. That's what happened there. That's exactly what's happening here, that people are fed up. All right, let's go to another one quickly. This is from Chris, who says, "Go Rams, go." I was watching that game, Kate. I am a longtime Los Angeles resident, and I was scared to death that they were not going to win. I know you're a fan of Matt Stafford's. Wouldn't that have been awful when they risked it all to get him if they did not get back to the promised land? Yeah, they risked a lot of picks, for sure. But they rallied, they came back, they made things happen when they had to at the tail end of that game. So it's Cincinnati and the Rams in the Super Bowl. Hey, we're going to the Man Cave next.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
I need more time to file my taxes. Help!
On IRS.gov, you can use IRS Free File to get 6 more months. Or, you can submit IRS Form 4868 by the April deadline. If you owe taxes, you can make an electronic payment and get a filing extension with no need to submit Form 4868. Go to IRS.gov for details. But remember, an extension of time to file is not an extension of time to pay what you owe.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
U.S. USA Radio News with Jeremy Scott.
Russia invading Ukraine could happen at any time, according to Pentagon spokesman John Kirby, who tells Fox News Sunday that Russian President Vladimir Putin has a lot of options available to him if he wants to further invade Ukraine.
He could do something on a small scale. He could do something on a fairly large scale. And he continues to add troops to that border with Ukraine. We're watching that even over the course of this weekend.
Epic Times reporting top Defense Department officials share a grim outlook of the immediate future, pointing to Russian troops amassed along the Ukraine-Russia border, as well as the number of troops in Belarus. Russian ships are positioned in the Mediterranean Sea and the Atlantic Ocean. Treacherous conditions continue in the Northeast due to a massive winter storm. It's knocked out power to tens of thousands and delayed or canceled thousands of flights. This is USA Radio News. President Trump dropping hints of taking back the White House at a rally in Texas Saturday night.
And in 2024, we are going to take back that beautiful, beautiful house that happens to be white, that is so magnificent, and that we all love. We are going to take back the White House.
Former president also saying that if he got back in office, that he would pardon those charged criminally in connection with January 6th. Democrats' second highest ranking member in the Senate has reached out to moderate Republican Senator Susan Collins of Maine regarding President Joe Biden's nominee to the Supreme Court and says Republicans will be given an opportunity to meet with the nominee.
We're going to make sure we have answers to any questions you might have. It's going to be a deliberate process, but we're not going to get bogged down.
Senator Durbin on ABC's This Week. The president has said he will nominate a black woman to replace Justice Stephen Breyer, who announced his retirement last week. This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
The man cave, for people listening in the Ohio area, you know what Hooday means. That is all about the Bengals. That's what they say. Hooday. Joe Burrow, I love this kid. And the hungry Cincinnati Bengals. Super Bowl, would they make it in? A kick is just a kick unless it's in overtime. And you have Evan, I'm not just a rookie, McPherson, kicking it. Here's what it sounded like.
Go. This could be a sentence that a month ago would sound incomprehensible. From 31 yards, McPherson, and Cincinnati is heading to the Super Bowl. He called it again, I'm sure. He walked up and he goes, can you believe, coach? We're going to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, we're going to the Super Bowl. How about that? With 9:22 left in overtime, Burrow was cool. He led a furious and fast second half comeback because they were being blown out by the Kansas City Chiefs. If you watch the first half of this game, it was nothing like the second half of the game. And in the end, the Bengals win it 27 to 23. 4. The Bengals erased an 18-point deficit. They tied an AFC title game record for the largest comeback to take that lead on McPherson's 52-yarder. And then, of course, with overtime, it made it 27-24, which was incredible. Nobody blinked. And I'll tell you what was so interesting, though, was, again, setting that up, the overtime, Harrison Butker made a 44-yarder with time expiring in regulation. That sent it to overtime for a second week. A second week. Because remember, it was the week before the 49-yarder in the final play of regulation. That did in Buffalo, ultimately, when they won the coin toss. And this time, again, they won the coin toss. They won the coin toss. But the Chiefs didn't get it done this time because Von Bell intercepted Mahomes on the third play and Burrow and the Bengals took over. And then that set up that kick that I told you about, which you just heard, from McPherson's foot. And now they're headed to the Super Bowl for the first time since 1989 after winning their first playoff overtime game. Yeah, do you think Hooday is what they're going to have to be saying after the Super Bowl in 2 weeks? Just absolutely phenomenal. Phenomenal to watch this team. And really, frankly, I love Pat Mahomes. And, boy, they were they had him, and then they let him back in. And it's one of those things. I mean, Mahomes was 26 of 39 for 275 yards, and he was spreading the love around, the touchdowns. And it really was just, it's just a crazy, crazy game this the last 2 weeks. It's exciting to watch this. All right, we're not done yet because there was this overtime game, and then you go to Los Angeles. Equally as dramatic, yeah. Matt Stafford's wife looked like she was going to fall out of the box that she was in. She was soaking in the wind. She's been with him since high school and gone through the Detroit Lions and all of that saga and then coming to L.A. And so 1 year to the day after Matt Stafford agreed to join the Los Angeles Rams for a shot at the ring and their chances not looking good at parts of the season, baloney. Because they headed into the fourth quarter of the NFC Championship game down by double digits to the 49ers. But they had a bunch of amazing scoring drives, followed by a huge defensive stop. And the Rams won the right to stay home for the Super Bowl. And boy, oh boy, in the end, Matt Stafford was a bright star in this one. Very impressive. 2017. The final score there. Stafford passed for 337 yards. He hit Cooper Kupp with two touchdown passes for the Rams, who started the fourth quarter, like I said, down 17-7. 17-7. And it was a great defensive stop. Los Angeles' defense won it when Aaron Donald got a hold of Jimmy Garoppolo, forced him to fling a pass toward Hasty. The ball kind of careened high in the air off Hasty's hands and came straight down to the wrong hands, Howard, who secured it for the fourth-year pro, who now is a big piece of the Los Angeles defense. It couldn't have hit a better pair of hands because he ended up, again, with the move. Travin Howard with the game-stealing interception with just 1:09 to play. And, of course, the Rams with that thrilling, thrilling comeback 2017 in that victory. My, oh, my. And there were so many flubs in this game, it looked like, for the Rams. So you didn't really think it. Now it's a showdown with Joe Burrow and the Bengals on February 13th in the Super Bowl. Two starting quarterbacks who were both number one overall picks. How about that? I think it's going to be a fun Super Bowl, that's for sure. And already the Rams have opened at a three-point favorite to win the Super Bowl at SoFi Stadium, their home stadium in Inglewood, California. All right, believe it or not, there was something else that happened over the weekend that was phenomenal as well, something that I'm interested in. I've probably seen this guy in my life, luckily, probably 20-some times play live tennis and have been part of an interview crew that have interviewed, I've interviewed him a couple of times, but It was an incredible five-set victory for Rafa Nadal, beating Medvedev, and it was 2-6, 6-7, which he lost, of course, 6-4, 6-4, 7-5, astonishing the endurance, the incredible tactical brilliance of the chess match on the court that now he may be the greatest of all time in tennis, what he was able to do, and he has the most wins, Grand Slams, 21 Grand Slam titles, one ahead of Roger Federer and Novak Djokovic. So he is on the summit at this point. Federer had a knee injury. Djokovic was deported. He missed the Australian Open, and that left Nadal the opportunity to go one better. But, you know, he played some great matches. He was on the ropes and down, and he was able to pull through. So this is a huge, huge triumph for Rafa Nadal, who has just played some incredible tennis in his lifetime, and this may be one of the all-time great matches. And you could see it on his racket. You could see it on his face. And it was an exciting, exciting match to watch. Of course, you'd have to be up very late to have seen it, or you would have had to not pay attention to any of the results and have recorded it and gone back and watched it, because, you know, the Aussie time difference with the U.S. makes it in the wee hours for most of us. So I'd have to confess that I was definitely a watch it later, because I was getting up at 3:30 in the morning, but still, it was just amazing to see it. There's also something that was interesting too. A golfer named Luke List, is that not the best name? In a wild playoff, he won the Farmers Insurance Open, and this is a cool place. They play at Torrey Pines every year. And he finished an incredible round. He finished his round. He didn't know what was going to happen. He finished his final round 8 groups ahead of the other leaders. So he hung out with his 3-year-old daughter, ran and got her a cookie, kind of watched from the dining room with his family. And then 2 hours later, he ended up in the playoffs, and he won his first, you know, victory. So his first PGA Tour win with a birdie on the first playoff hole at Torrey Pines on Saturday. And it was played, it was backed up, the tournament, so that it wouldn't coincide on CBS with what was happening over the weekend in the AFC, you know, championship game. And a big win for him. And it's fun. It's fun to see that. It's fun to see new names top the leaderboard and end up in a playoff situation where they just knock everyone off right at the top. I mean, he made 4 straight birdies on the front 9, and then he got rolling at one point. He holed out of the bunker from 36 feet on the 12th. So he was having a great final day. And then he had a 13-foot birdie putt on the 18th. So then he had to wait. But all those birdies, all those incredible shots, reminded me of the scramble in football in a different way. And he had it. He had ice in his veins, and he was able to finish the way he did, and it set him up. It set him up for the chance to come back and win that in the playoff, and he did so. Hats off to List, another person to watch now, I think, on the PGA Tour. All right, since it's football, a good time to remind you, next week is the Pro Bowl, and then the week after that, like I've already said, is the Super Bowl. We will have a special Nail the Score for the Super Bowl, more ways to win. It will be on our Tuesday show before the Super Bowl, because I'm headed to Iowa for a day or two and taking the show after that. But taking the show with me, essentially. So it'll be on Tuesday, and it's your chance to win fabulous prizes at the tail end of the season, where we will say goodbye to this year, and it'll either be the Rams or the Bengals that will be the champions. I can't wait to see what Super Bowl week brings us. It's going to be really, really exciting. There's no question about that. All right, coming up next, Fair or Foul. Jeremy P., the technical maestro for this show, joins me for a fun segment next.
Hey guys, why settle for poor quality Powdiarco that's sold by stores and online resellers when you can get Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdiarco Super Tea at drinksupertea.com or 818-965-9113. The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdiarco Super Tea is only available at drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com.
Do you feel like you're doing what you were made for? Do you love what you do? Do you feel inspired or at least pretty happy most days? In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big and Become Extraordinary, I share the secrets that rock stars shared with me from the business world, people like Sir Richard Branson, or sports hall of famers like former Cowboy great Emmitt Smith. All of them had one thing in common. They paid attention to their gut, followed their dreams, and didn't listen to the critics. George Eliot says it's never too late to be who you might have been. Pick up a copy of Deal Your Own Destiny on Amazon today.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
All right, tail end of this hour as we make that final loop around the track. Fair or foul, bringing it back. We haven't done this in a long time. This time, Jeremy Paulson joins me. He does some fine work on our shows, technically amazing work, actually, in production, etc. He joins me now for fair or foul. Hey, Jeremy.
Hey.
You try. You do good. You're excellent. All right, so... fair or foul works like this. We come up with a subject and we decide, is this really fair or foul? Are we tired of this? Does this really make sense? So I don't know why I was thinking about this. I know some people go crazy for it, but it never made any sense to me. Is it make sense to have ice cream and soda mixed in one and call it a float, like a root beer float? Is that good? Is that fair or foul?
I think it's fair. I think it's really good, actually.
You do? You like root beer floats?
Who doesn't like ice cream and soda?
I don't. No. I don't like it. Are you kidding? I don't. Why do we have to mix them together? I like ice cream. It tastes so good simply by itself. Why do we have to add fizzy nonsense sugar to it on top of sugar?
Fizzy sugar melts it.
So that makes it better?
Yeah, because it makes it all soft and...
All right, I did find this out. They say A&W is probably the best root beer out there for a root beer float. somehow in an unofficial poll that was taken, that's what they decided, that there's all kinds of things you can do. You can mix orange soda with any flavor and pair it up. You could try pineapple, mango, blah, 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 blah. You know, because then there's that whole creamy soda thing. You say fair, I say foul. I've never, ever gotten the whole root beer float thing. But apparently people like it. I mean, you can go on YouTube and there's a million ways to make it, and they show you how to make it and how it tastes.
There should be
good.
A million ways.
All right, we disagree on this. I don't understand why you would spoil two giant, wonderful scoops of vanilla ice cream and throw them in a float glass and pour that. I like root beer, but pour root beer all over it and think that that tastes good. So we're going to disagree on that one, definitely. I mean, I know there's recipes. I know people love it. I know people make it at home. But that's not all of us. I don't want a black cow, a brown cow, which is what they refer to, the root beer float, traditionally with vanilla ice cream and root beer. I don't want any of that. I want them separate. I would rather just drink root beer separately and have ice cream separately. So, yeah, we have different tastes in that. I don't know. How do you feel, public, listening to us? Listeners, wonderful listeners, you can always weigh in. Kate@KateDelaneyRadio.com. Fair or foul on root beer floats. How about the popularity of vinyl records versus Spotify and a zillion other technological advancements and ways to listen to music? Do you think it's fair or foul that all of a sudden vinyl records are coming back when so many people have gotten rid of them? And it was like, we're on to the next thing. We're done with this. Just like cassettes and 8-tracks and everything else. Put that in the mothballs. What do you think?
I like that they're coming back. It's a total different sound. It's like raw, you know? It's like a raw sound.
Yeah, and you're kind of you mess around with music, so you know. So you think you think it sounds raw. You like the way it sounds better.
Yeah, it's like rougher and raw. I like vinyl.
Yeah, I'm gonna say we agree. We both say it's fair. Some people say, oh, that's old school. Oh, that's crazy. I don't understand it. But there are record stores that are opening up. There's a place called Half Price Books, and people sold their vinyl records to them, and you can get all kinds of cool albums. And there's something about an album where you pick it up, you see it, it's got the listings on the back, the cuts and the time, and it's got the picture, and sometimes they have the crazy insides, like the Yellow Brick Road album for Elton John. And so I agree. If people want to bring it back, you know, that whole thing of what's old is new, why not? I mean, you can now buy vinyl records. I got a record player for Christmas because I have my grandfather's old amazing jazz albums, and I thought it would be, I mean, how can I play them? And so I got a record player, and I love it. And so in 2020, vinyl records outsold CDs, because you still can get some CDs for the first time in decades. More ways to listen to music. A lot of people are choosing to do things at a different pace, I guess. And then,
well, we should remember the history of music, too. So
the history of music. Right, to go back. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it's interesting, too, that I was looking at something about what are the 10 most valuable vinyl records. And so if you have a vinyl record, Elvis Presley's My Happiness, that's worth $300,000. If you have the Beatles' White Album, this is the most ever sold, $790,000. What? I mean, that's crazy. So some vinyls are worth money. Right? Or they're worth a fortune if you had, like, a really good condition. Anybody listening to us, if you have, like, Led Zeppelin's 1969 album, if you have, if you've got Nirvana's Bleach from 1989, The Who Sell Out in 1967, I mean, those are all things that could actually make you money, but maybe you wouldn't want to sell them. I don't know. I love the whole vinyl records thing, though. Yeah, absolutely. Okay, digital magazines versus real publications, meaning this is almost a technology thing. It is a technology thing, again, because we see technologies moving so fast. You can get on your phone, somebody can send you a magazine, you subscribe to a magazine, and you can read it that way, or your iPad or whatever. or you physically have a copy of it where you sit down, you're, I don't know, outside, you're in your chair, you're lazy boy, you're wherever you are, and you're reading, you're holding in your hand the magazine, right? They could pile up. I mean, that's one of the things that is happens to people sometimes. They become magazine rats. But you can still go to the library and you can read periodicals. So do you think, would you like to just see the complete end of holding magazines, things you can pick up, versus digitized, or what do you think? Fair or foul?
I had a mixed feeling about this one because digital is definitely better because you don't have the waste of paper.
Yeah.
But I've always personally liked holding it and seeing it, like, physically compared to digitally.
You and I have the same problem. I think the same thing. I think, yeah, you're saving paper, all that, and also,
I want to be able to physically flip through the pages.
Yeah, me too. Me too. I want to physically flip through the pages. So, you know, like Sports Illustrated, whatever it is, Time Magazine, I don't know. I have lots of different things like Forbes, the Writer's Publication, whatever it is that I have. I want to flip through it and not look at it digitally. It's funny, you know, there's an organization called the National Speakers Association, and I was the president in Dallas of that one year, and they have a magazine. It costs, you know, they got to cost money to produce it and send it out to people all over the whole country. And it's a beautiful magazine, but they also have a digital version, and they were really pushing the digital version. But most people want the regular publication. They want to hold it in their hand and go through it.
They want the print.
They want the print.
I actually had a question for you before we run out of time, though.
Okay.
Pineapple on pizza.
Foul. I do not like pineapple on pizza.
I'm like, extra pineapple on pizza, please?
So if we get pizza together when I go to Minneapolis, we're getting two separate pies.
You just do the half and half.
Yeah, I'm getting the onions. I like onions on my pizza. You can have all the pineapple. You know, it's a funny thing because that goes to mixing things again, fruit and mixing it with other things that I don't think it should be on, and that's one of them. But a lot of people like pineapple pizza. That's an interesting thing. I wonder what most people would say. What about mushrooms? Do you like mushrooms on your pizza?
No.
Me either. I can't stand mushrooms. Why do I have to have fungus on my pizza? I don't. And then they pepper them with it, and a lot of people like it. Anchovies.
No.
No. I'm no anchovies, no. If I had no choice and I'm stuck with the options of those three, I'm taking pineapple, even though that's not what I want. I'll take pineapple over anchovies. I don't want any fish. I don't want any fungus. No, no, no. All right, good job. Fair or foul, we'll be back with it again next week. Thank you so much, Jeremy. And thanks to all of you for listening to this version of the show. Make it count, everybody.
Kate Delaney, and I have a confession to make. I'm addicted to journaling. So many of the ideas I get from my radio show or books hit me at weird times, and I need to write them down. Does that happen to you? So I decided to create my own journal with my pal Jackie. Looking for a great gift for your wife, sister, mother, aunt, friend, or boss to end 2020 or kick off 2021? My girlfriend's gratitude journal includes inspirational quotes and loads of room to write, and it just dropped. Here's the best part. You'll also get a copy of my Forbes book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Increase your odds, win big, and become extraordinary. It's loaded with ways to chart your own life and filled with the success habits with some of the biggest names on the planet. Stuff they shared with me that can help catapult you. Here's the best part. For both hardcover books, it's just $29.99. Yep. Go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer. Again, all of it for just $29.99. I got the shipping covered. What are you waiting for? Just go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer today.